This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. After enduring years of challenges marked by fluctuating prices, shifting consumer trends, the dairy industry has recently shown signs of renewed strength. Improved demand and stabilizing input costs, along with growing global appetite for dairy products, have all contributed to this rebound. Industry analysts note encouraging signs across both domestic and international markets. With momentum building, the sector could be on the brink of an even more promising upswing. Of course, there are some dark horses out there that could still ruin that movement. We'll hear more analysis about the dairy market coming up next.
The Iowa Soybean Association celebrates National Soy Foods Month this April. Did you know foods containing soy protein provide 9 essential amino acids and reduce the risk for heart disease? Foods made from soybeans such as edamame, tofu, and soy milk are packed with fiber, iron, and zinc. Create a healthy lifestyle while supporting Iowa farmers by consuming more soy-based foods. Learn more about the nutritional benefits of soy by visiting iasoybeans.com. Brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
So despite declining production from California, the nation's top dairy-producing state, the overall outlook remains optimistic for the dairy industry across the country. Other regions are increasing, showing steady growth and increased output. Mike North is a principal at Ever.ag, and he talks about what that looks like right now.
Well, we continue the trend of California being down 3%, and that's just on the heels of that ongoing pressure from HPAI. And bottom line is they're coming out of the hole, but it's not going to be a fast process. So lower milk production in California. But when you look elsewhere, producers in the near west, you know, in those states that run from the I-29 through the panhandle of Texas, continuing to see some ongoing growth there as new plants come online. And we're not just looking at this as a regional, but a national trend. We grew 15,000 more cows and now 62,000 year over year growing the herd. And that ultimately is just a reflection of high prices bringing cows back in.
North discusses what it will take to push prices even higher for dairy producers, emphasizing the importance of continued strong demand and tighter supply. He adds that trade is also going to be crucial in obtaining any kind of increase.
The reality of bringing back higher prices is going to mean two things. Number one, we're going to have to shorten up supply, and we're continuing to ramp up more and more production, and we have the cows to do it. So as we talk about cheese production, the amount of new facilities that are coming online right now are such that by the end of the year, we're going to have 360 million pounds of cheese that do not have a home. So we have to grow exports and or domestic demand exponentially greater to get ahead of that supply curve in order to elevate prices to higher levels.
Of course, you can't talk about the future of dairy trade without revisiting the impact of tariffs put in place during this Trump administration. Those trade policies continue to influence global relationships and market access, which remain key factors in shaping the industry's path forward.
What will Mexico do? How will they respond? We're already seeing pressure out of Canada. You know, anything that was covered under USMCA is still flying through and doing okay. But Canada's more than willing and ready to throw tariffs at us on any and all egg products. That was their immediate response when these went live back in March.
With cautious optimism in the air, the dairy industry seems to be turning a meaningful corner. While challenges remain, the foundation for future strength is starting to take shape. If current trends hold, producers could finally see the sustained stability they've been working towards. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman reporting.